The lyrics for this song, Lo Yisagoi El Goy Cherev, are the Hebrew translation of the text, Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, nor ever again shall they train for war.
Good morning. It's an honor to be with you on this important service of peace and remembrance. I value the connection that my temple, Temple Israel, has made with St. John's. I would consider this friendship to be a COVID keeper. These days, we're ready to distance ourselves from most reminders of the past 2 years. But we also ought to keep in mind the lessons learned, as well as our partners of resilience. In our darker days, our shared encounters, they truly provided light. On a personal note, I took great solace in the collegial connection I made with Reverend Vandermeer. We both had the lucky opportunity to commence our new roles in less than ideal circumstances. But I can share on both of our behalves, we feel blessed to call Ottawa home. And it was an honor to host you at Yom Kippur. Let me begin with a Hebrew lesson. You are probably already familiar with the term shalom. At Temple Israel, we teach our kids this simple word at an early age because it's handy. It means hello and goodbye. One can greet one another on the street with a friendly shalom. It also means peace. As with most translations, the English term of greeting is not completely sufficient. More precisely, shalom means wholeness, something that is complete. We often talk about shalom on the global scale. But not for be forgotten, our eternal sense of being. And so a question for us to pursue this morning. Would we describe ourselves as living with shalom? My guess, in both areas, we have long roads to travel as we aspire at large as well as within for an authentic sense of peace, of wholeness, of shalom. I know I don't need to say these are truly difficult days. In various parts of the world, in particular in Ukraine, we are at war. After more than 2 years of lockdown, we are struggling as we emerge. Things don't look the same as we remember them. We are failing the environment on countless fronts. We are taking more for ourselves, leaving our children in danger. We fear the other. Racism and all forms of discrimination are rampant. And so, with a focus on peace and remembrance, where do we begin? Well, firstly, let us give thanks for the brave Canadian soldiers who fought for the essential ideals and freedoms that too often we take for granted. As challenging as this moment is, we ought not forget that we are not at physical combat in the same way that our grandparents and great-grandparents were. We live their legacies in various forms, and we continue their fights for a better tomorrow. Understandably, we presently find ourselves at a loss. Jewish tradition speaks to the sense of being overwhelmed. It even describes it as feeling paralyzed. A story that I often look to is that of a Hasidic master who once asked his students, "How far is it to go from east to west?" And the rabbi responded, "It is easy, just one turn. Turn around in the opposite direction. The most important act of teshuvah, of repair, begins by turning around and taking that one small step." Yes, our tendency is to go big as we tackle our woes, but the ancient rabbi sought to push us in a strategic manner, first looking internally and making that initial step with great intention, because we are reminded there are no shortcuts. Let's start this soulful journey with a look at our readings for this morning. I admit I'm most familiar with Micah, and student Cantor Mulcahy's piece today was a complimentary piece from the prophet Isaiah. We just read, "They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Everyone will sit under their own vine and under their own fig tree, and no one will make them afraid." If I had to guess, as I look around our beautiful sanctuary this morning, we probably lack in our homes both plowshares or swords. We're city dwellers, and these are not our tools of trade, at least not anymore. Nor are we versed in active war, but we can still derive great meaning from these important words. Where is it that we imagine our purpose? Do we focus our attention appropriately? Or might we need to transform our tools to be better reflective of our intent? When looking to our neighbors, do we imagine ourselves as friends or alternatively as foes? The great sage Baal Shem Tov taught that everything a person sees or hears at large can be turned inwards and serve as a source of reflection on faith. We can find a spiritual message, even in difficult events at large. Renowned philosopher Martin Buber pushes us to consider, the encounter with God does not come to man in order that he may henceforth attend to God, but in order that he may prove its meaning in action in the world. All revelation is a calling and a mission. In other words, our call today and every day is not one of words or platitudes. Rather, we seek to actively live our values reflected by even our tools of trade. To pursue peace is all-encompassing, impacting every aspect of our daily lives. Again, we begin with ourselves, We make sure that we are grounded, that our priorities are appropriate, that our tensions are managed. And it is then that our mission is wholesome, reflecting of Shalom. James speaks to our tendency to lose our way. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Do they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. We are reminded in these ancient words, it is too often that it is the case that our outward angst is more to do with our inward pain, the wars that we fight within. We covet that which we see but do not have. Darkness overwhelms, light difficult to identify, we blame others, we avoid responsibility. Again, before tackling the outside, let us do the work internally, and let us offer thanks for our countless blessings. Once on solid footing, we can look beyond our own needs, we can move with grace from the me to the we. We can spread our inner shalom to external sources, and as we do so, we rise beyond our own needs, and we even serve as peacemaker. Matthew highlights, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Such is a difficult road, helping neighbors to recognize that we are better as one, that we can find a middle path. Yes, this does involve compromise, an appreciation that we will not achieve all that we seek. In fact, we will seek more. We will reap the rewards of friendship. We will build a better world for our children. We will identify a transformative way, one of peace, shalom. In days ahead, our focus is that of remembrance. We honor the fallen, our beloved who have lost their lives fighting for the values we hold dear. We keep them close. We celebrate the lives and their legacies. We take note of our freedoms. We are reminded that we do not live just for ourselves. Rather, we are part of a global fabric, all united in our prayers for a better tomorrow. And on Friday, we will take a moment of silence. But this period will be anything but quiet. We will look deep within. Who taught us essential lessons of life? How do we honor the brave women and men who fought on countless fronts? And what wars do we continue to battle? My prayer for today, let us take a deep breath. Let us metaphorically join hands. May we hold the memories of the past, the realities of the present, alongside our dreams for tomorrow. May we do the sacred work of making peace on the inside, on the outside, and beyond. It's my pleasure to invite student Cantor Mulcahy, who will close with the prophetic words of Joel. As we remember difficult days and we look towards shalom and promise, we build for our children, for it is they who see visions.
Just people that we could.
Today's the day I take my stand. The future's mine to hold. Commitments that I make today are dreams from days of old. I have to make